This is JIS News. Coming up, NWC working to increase access to potable water, Parliament to examine fees charged by banks and credit unions, and Sports Minister reaffirms Jamaica's commitment to eliminate doping in sports. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Are you a public sector worker who is close to retirement or already a pensioner? The Accountant General's Department invites you to Pensioners Day, Emancipation Park on November 22. Learn more about the central government pension scheme directly from the experts. Visit booths from Sagicor NIS, the Jamaican Government Pensioners Association, and York Pharmacy. Get financial advice from NCB, First Heritage Cooperative Credit Union, and more. Excitement and Showtime hosted by yours truly, Jenny Jenny. Call 922-8320 for more information. Pensioners Day, November 22 at Emancipation Park. The Accountant General's Department, serving those who have served.
Now the news. The National Water Commission, NWC, is reporting that 73% of Jamaicans have direct access to water through taps in their homes, while 85% of the population has access to potable water. Acting President of the NWC, Mark Barnett, says though the agency is financially constrained, it is working to ensure all Jamaicans have access to potable water.
The NWC knows that clean water is essential to human health. Few issues are more important to economic development, environmental well-being, and human security than water and sanitation. At the NWC, we have not been immobilized or overcome by the challenges, but have instead remained focused on the mantra, start where we are, use what we have, do what we can, and stretch the boundaries one by one.
Mr. Barnett was speaking at the contract signing ceremony for the burnt Savannah Knoxwood Water Supply Mains Replacement and Upgrading Project Thursday. Approximately 3,000 residents of communities in northeastern and southwestern St. Elizabeth are to benefit from improved access to potable water under the project. Deliberations have started on a motion calling for a report on fees charged by commercial banks and credit unions up to October. The motion, piloted by Member of Parliament for South St. Catherine Fitz-Jackson, calls for the Bank of Jamaica to prepare a report on the bank charges within 2 months. Mr. Jackson has also proposed that discussions on the report begin within 45 days of its submission.
These fees have severe impact on just about every individual. Our low-income earners, our pensioners, our marginal income earners. And above all, these charges have a dampening effect on small and micro businesses in the country.
The report is to include the service charges applied by local banks, which operate in other jurisdictions. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has moved to reaffirm Jamaica's commitment to eliminate doping in professional sports around the world. Addressing the Fourth World Conference on Doping in Sport now underway in South Africa, Minister Nita Headley said despite facing financial challenges, Jamaica is committed to doing whatever necessary to enhance its testing program. The minister adds that the combined testing efforts of the International Sports Federations and the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, ensure that Jamaican athletes are comprehensively tested in and out of competition. Jamaica, the minister also noted, was among the first countries in Latin America and the Caribbean to ratify the International Convention Against Doping in Sport in 2005. She has also called for strengthening of the WADA program, particularly as it relates to greater support to developing countries like Jamaica. Minister Nita Headley says Jamaica looks forward to working with the World Anti-Doping Association to ensure that the required reviews are conducted, systems maintained, monitored, and appropriately funded within Jamaica's anti-doping framework. And Member of Parliament for Northwest Clarendon Richard Azan has been sworn in as State Minister in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. Mr. Azan was sworn in by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen during a ceremony at King's House Thursday.
And I hope that your tenure will return the same to her, as well as to enhance the quality of life of the people that you serve and the people that you will help as we seek to move Jamaica closer to the achievement of our 2030 vision.
The Governor General adds that Mr. Azan's reappointment reflects the trust placed in him by the Prime Minister. Minister Azan will now assume the responsibilities he previously held in the Transport Ministry from January 2012 to September 2013. Mr. Azan's duties were temporarily administered by State Minister in the Office of the Prime Minister, Luther Buchanan, who will now return to the OPM. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.